sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is remembered, is brought to the center, because he is, after all, the center axis of the human race, and particularly for the believers. And it's wonderful that we as a Muslim community, Sunni and Shia, get together, whether it's in this facility or anywhere on earth, discussing these issues. So I don't want to take too much time, because I do think it's good for us to have a Q&A session and maximize the time of our respected brother. Just a quick note, my observation, you know, in the geopolitical world that we live in today, is the Sunni-Shia divide has two directions, basically. One is towards unity and one is towards disunity. The choice is ours. We can participate, as you know, to use the term that our great personality who passed away recently, Malik Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X, was mentioned, which I remember him distinctly saying. He says, if you are not part of the solution, you are the problem. And I believe that our responsibility as a Muslim community, when Allah says, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, hold on to the rope of Allah together, and don't deviate, do not differentiate at this level, meaning unity is so important. We have an objective in life, and this objective is what's going to hold us liable on Judgment Day. Because Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, meaning the condition of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditional that we work hard to unite ourselves. But I must say that my respected Shaykh Uday mentions a beautiful point, that we can pretend to bury the hatchet, or we can bring it forward and say we won't use it on each other, and we will discuss, and we will agree to disagree agreeably. And I really feel that until and unless we come forward and have discussions and see where our differences lie, it's not possible to have a peaceful society. It would what we call a tolerant society. When we tolerate each other, it means we don't really like each other. It is important for us to like each other and to recognize our differences. It's different, because that's no longer tolerance. That's called amicability, if you want to use the term, meaning we like each other, we're different. And I always mention, no two people on earth agree on everything. Even identical twins don't agree on everything. It's not possible. So because we have differences, does it mean we kill each other? But he makes a beautiful point, and it's really, as I say, when a person has gone through that stage, and certainly his knowledge with regards to this discussion is so deep, and it's passionate, and it's grounded beautifully from the Quran and from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think we owe it to ourselves as a Muslim community that the galvanizing agent in all these discussions, from a pragmatic approach, is none other than the Holy Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact that we all as a Muslim community share the same Prophet at the center of our belief, then you and I should be looking in the mirror and say, then why do we have a difference? If the Holy Prophet is the center of both schools, major schools of thought on earth, which is the majority of the Muslim Ummah, which is the entire Muslim Ummah, if you want to use that term, why do we have differences? The answer that I think about all the time is, somehow some of us have lost focus of the Prophet. The Prophet has become peripheral, not the center. And if the Prophet is not central and he becomes peripheral, then somebody else fills the center, and that's where the problem starts. So to discuss these issues are healthy. Look, as my brother beautifully mentioned, and I'm quoting him because I think I learned so much tonight, and I feel so blessed to have been given this opportunity, that as you mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to invite the Christians, Ahlul Kitab, قُلْ لِأَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So why is Allah telling us to invite the Christians to talk? If there are distinct differences in the deity in and of itself, let alone this, we the Muslim Ummah have no problems with Tawheed, why would Allah tell us to invite the people of the book and discuss, and that we should worship none other than one Lord, when there is a distinct difference at the core principles, which is Tawheed, which is the center of all centers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, basically from the lesson I learned tonight from my respected brother, is that we must bring issues forward, but if we're not capable of bringing issues forward, then we must learn what the issues are before we bring them forward. Otherwise, let us respect our differences. Inshallah, I would like for you, I think we have a wireless microphone, I would like for you to address your issues, your questions, your comments, and hopefully we will make this gathering even more fruitful. And I wish to thank you all, my brothers and sisters, for taking the time tonight to join us. It is a symbol to me. It is your way of saying that when the subject is discussing Sunni-Shia unity, whether we are Sunni or we are Shia, the fact that we are here shows that we're already part of the solution and not the problem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'd just like to thank any others for enlightening us with your knowledge and information that is most appreciated, and may Allah reward you, inshallah. As said by Imam Ali alayhi salam, every container becomes tightly packed with what is put inside, except for the container of knowledge, for surely it expands. Thus, I encourage us all to ask as many questions as possible, so that we may expand our minds with the knowledge that we can learn from clearly these minds are spacious. That being said, we'll begin our question and answer session.
We ask you please come to the middle of the aisle, ask the questions.
I do not understand, when we have so many commonalities, why the focus on our differences. I don't understand that. I don't think that we need to leave our generation, future generations, with rules of engagement. I don't think that there should be a civil war. Every single sect, every single religion on this planet has sects. And it's 1400 years is a very small time period. Look at Christianity and their differences. Protestants and Catholics have been divided for God only knows how much longer than we have. Judaism has its sects which have lasted longer than we have. They're not killing each other. Hindus have their sects which have lasted longer than any one of us can imagine. And they coexist with each other. There is no need to focus on our differences. We need to understand that it is this hate is certainly propagated because we have natural resources in our regions. There is no need when the propaganda is there, put in place, for us to focus on our differences, then why do we continue to do that to ourselves? Why do we fall prey to that to those notions. They want us to focus on our differences. I think we should focus on our similarities and tolerate each other.
Sister, thank you very much. Good point. Let me just make a couple of corrections. We did not, neither of us actually said that we should focus on our differences. What we said is that we should understand each other's differences. I submit to you, sister, that what is going on in